Greetings, and welcome to the 52nd episode of the Radio Nowhere Show. I'm the host and the producer of the show, your old pal, Dr. Don. The Radio Nowhere Show broadcasts every Saturday night at midnight here at CKMS Radio Waterloo at 102.7 on the FM dial or at radiowaterloo.ca on the internet. I didn't want my fans to think I've gone completely mellow, so I'm getting back to some harder edge music for this show. Starting off with some Rolling Stones, followed by some Beatles, the Blues Magoos, Bob Dylan, and Bo Diddley. No, I didn't get stuck in the B section of my library. Just worked out that way. Anyway, I'll talk to you again in 30 minutes. We'll be right back.
of accidents, he always took his mom.
He's the all-American bullet-headed Saxon mother's son.
All the children sing.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill?
Captain Marvel zapped him right between the eyes.
All the children sing.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill.
The children asked him if to kill was not a sin. His mommy betted him.
If looks could kill, it would have been us instead of him.
All the children sing.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, was it your thrill?
Surely be learning. you one. She went to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. She went to my head, to my head. Well, I was laying in a hospital bed. She went to my head, to my head, to my head, to my head. She went to my head, to my head. Well, I was laying in the hospital bed.
Sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in the turning on your light, baby, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, baby, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. So it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, baby, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, baby, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Would you be happy?
And we're back. I kicked off the first set with Bitch from the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers album, then two from the Beatles' White Album, The Continuing Story of Bungalow Bill and While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Those two tracks are kind of joined at the hip, so I had to play them both. Then it was back to 1966 with the Blues Magoos and We Ain't Got Nothing Yet, followed by Bo Diddley complaining about pills. Next, Bob Dylan doing Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, and finally Lee Michaels with a bunch of songs glued together, Tell Me How Do You Feel, Don't Want No Woman, and My Friends. Yeah, it's really amazing how full of sound you can get with a Hammond organ and the drum kit. Let's kick off the next set with some Jim Morrison and the Doors. See you in 30.
Dead blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Ferris wheel. The threat of world annihilation is getting very real. And what a hope and happiness. Are they forever lost? Or will just step in and prevent another Holocaust? Oh, everybody better wake up. Everybody better wake up. The superpowers better wake up. The world powers better wake up. Wake up. Yeah.
Thank you.
How was that? Feeling thoroughly rocked, I hope. We started off with Peace Frog from the 1970 release Morrison Hotel by The Doors. Then it was Bohemian Like You by the Dandy Warhols. I had the good fortune of catching the Dandies in concert this past summer, and I was completely blown away. My only exposure to the band until then was this track and a couple of other kind of snappy tunes. I'm sure the band wouldn't like to hear that term associated with their music, but you know what I mean. But they are capable of doing some very loud, sonic, blow-the-roof-off music. Highly recommend you try to catch them in concert. After the Dandy Warhols was a couple of groups from New Orleans, Trombone Shorty with Where Ya At, and Neville Brothers with Wake Up. Then it was Eric Clapton from his From the Cradle album, channeling his best Robert Barbecue Bob Hicks and Motherless Child, followed by Icebreaker for the Big M, an instrumental by the J. Geils Band. Almost Fed Up with the Blues by John Hiatt was after that, and I closed off with Ashton Park by Joe Walsh and the James Gang. That's it for me for another week and another Radio Nowhere show. Hope you enjoyed it. Please leave your comments and requests on the Radio Nowhere Facebook page. There's more than one. I'm the one with the Mr. Natural picture. Until next week, I'm your Radio Nowhere host, Dr. Don, signing off. Peace.
Channel 85 broadcast cycle. At this time, we are proudly required to present our community spokesman for the religion of your choice. And now, Rear Reverend Sport Trendelberg will give up this day.
Good morning, or good evening, or good afternoon. How difficult to know what time it is when you're locked in a tiny room with artificial lights. Let me scare you with a little story. A fruit underwent a Danish operation and became a nun. Well, every day she went for a quick dip in the same canal outside of the monastery. One day, unable to kick her habit, he dove in and, dragged down by the heavy black garments, drowned and was found by a fisherman of a different faith who happened by. He was a common man, and when he asked his God, or devil, why this had not happened to him, he got no reply. And so he took her shoes and walked away, preferring not to get involved. So then what are we afraid of? Fear, like pain, may just be God's way of hurting us.
That's all, folks.